American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 20 of April, 2011. With my guests today, Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald. Lynn in Washington will kick back off with the calls. You got questions, specific questions? Let's hear them.
Hi, John.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you doing? Joyce, I would like to make this suggestion to you. I buy business cards from John, and I'm passing them out all the time, so who knows every Wednesday if you're not getting new listeners. And when they're hearing what you're saying, I think that might help to understand not everybody's got the time to sit and listen to the Republic Broadcasting like I do. Not everybody's got the time or the interest to do the research that you guys do. But every week you're getting new people, I know you are, and so many people are so busy all the time. They're not blessed like you are to have that opportunity.
Or they don't know what to prioritize and make the list as to what is important and what I must do to make the time to do it.
I try to give people a Reader's Digest because they don't have the time to even listen to half the stuff. I just can hardly wait to tell them. And I get very frustrated sometimes because no matter what I'm doing, the other day I had somebody talk to me about Democrat and Republican, and I don't know how many times I've tried to tell them, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage people, everybody just vote third party. I don't care if it's your dog catcher. Send a message. Do something.
I think you're right, but, you know, I don't like to talk about a lot of personal things on the radio, but...
No, but have some patience with us because we are busy trying to pass cards out and educate people, and if you tell us that we're all dumb and stupid...
I understand all that, and I also understand that I hear from a lot of different people, and there are some people that are really genuinely interested, and they want to go all the way back to the beginning and find out where and when everything went wrong. And I like to tell them, and they take what I give them, and they run with it.
Yeah.
And then I get emails from people who don't want their lives to change one iota from the way they are. They want you to take care of all their legal problems for them, write all their stuff for them,
sure.
Give it to them completed, and you don't even get a thank you. And if you ask them something, and you force them to go out of their way a little bit for their own well-being, they have the nerve to turn on you. I have found that people are the most difficult thing in the world to deal with.
You think?
You can take care of any single problem. But I don't get any cooperation. I had a guy that called that wrote to me and said, I came to get information from the horse's mouth, and instead I got it from the other end. You know, my responsibility in life is to take care of myself. It isn't to take care of everybody that's stupid and does things they never should have done. I'm more than willing to help, but I'm not willing to adopt your life as mine. I don't know where it's written that I have to.
Lynn, hang on a second. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Okay, Lynn, was there a question or other than that comment in the wings here?
Actually, I probably made my point.
Okay.
I would just like to let them know that, you know, if they approach it like they're getting new listeners all the time and everybody's waking up at their own different paces, and that, you know, if we can help one person along the way, I think we're pretty blessed. And you guys are helping a lot of people.
Well, Lynn, somebody took the responsibility to try to help me out, and I rejected them repeatedly, but they were just dogging enough to keep coming right back at me, and I'm glad that they did. Otherwise, you and I wouldn't be talking right now.
That's correct, and I've got the same experience, and I feel like as long as I have got some answers when people do ask me the questions,
mm-hmm.
and I can guide them the right way, then I'm blessed.
You're the signpost.
I hope so.
All righty, dear. Thank
have
you.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, John?
Yeah, Peter.
John?
Yeah.
I did a little bit of research, and that thing that we have posted on your website, basically, that was done in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
The change that was made to 1-207 occurred in April of 2004.
Okay.
And it was changed to 1-308.
All righty. Updated information. Yeah, the reason why people feel that this is so important, because, guys, we're going to be entering into the realm where we're really going to be talking to the cold but stupid. And this has got to be refined and made as simple as humanly possible, because people, they're being overwhelmed right now. We approach this from a different aspect. We have been through the ringer a few times. We've learned how to adapt, and we've learned how to survive. A lot of people have not. And imagine what's going on. My God, I wouldn't want to be inside their heads. They're short-circuiting all over the place. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know what to do. So we're going to have people that are going to seem like pure idiots. But these are people that are waking up out of a long, long slumber. And when they woke up out of their, I don't know, self-induced coma or induced other ways.
Yeah, John, what both of us are just asking is we do give these people, you know, good information.
Yeah.
And we do tell them to go to other sites and check it out.
Sure.
And I think what happens is we get a call back from them, and they're asking us the question, and we said, well, did you bother to take a look or, you know, to check it out? And they say, no.
You're just the signpost. You point what direction, and if they're too lazy to read, well then you move on to the next one.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. I'm just saying sometimes it eats on us. Okay.
Oh no, I.
That's what Steve and I are saying. We point people in the right direction. We tell them where to go, where to find everything they need, because when you go into a court, you have to be able to defend yourself. If the judge asks you a question and you can't answer it,
yeah,
then he knows that you don't know what you're doing. Somebody else did paperwork for you,
sure,
and he finds you guilty anyway.
Well, sure.
They almost do you an injustice by doing everything for you because you still remain uneducated and unknowing. And
well,
the whole idea is to educate and teach people
exactly
so that now they understand, because once they understand, they begin to see a lot of the things that are going on that shouldn't be going on, and they
Joyce, they can pass it along to somebody else and help somebody else out, because that's the philosophy you and I always have had. We don't mind helping the people so long as they share it with somebody else.
Exactly. I help you, you help him, he helps her, she helps somebody else, and before you know it, everybody knows the right thing, and there's enough people knowing the truth that can make a difference. But people don't seem to. People want to be able to carry on their life exactly as they always have.
Yeah, Joyce.
And get somebody stupid enough to take over their life and their problems.
Joyce.
And you become overwhelmed with problems everybody else has. They're all out having a great time, and you're sitting at home doing paperwork, and they don't even have the good sense to even say thank you. You know, it gets to a point where you just can't do it anymore.
Okay, that's the fifth time I've heard that. I got it. What you need to understand, Joyce, is in this country, we had rugged individual people that would not ask anybody for a hand unless they absolutely, positively, desperately needed it. We had fiercely independent people that stood on their own feet and did for themselves. If you haven't noticed, there's been a cultural, socialistic change in this country that somehow that your life has become the responsibility of somebody else.
I noticed that.
Okay, so I'm not going to throw the entire human race or the people of this country in the trash bin of, you know, nothingness. Because there are the people out there that are still waking up. That's the point that these people were making. This is the point.
I know. And what I love is a lot of the people I help become so involved that they go on for further study on their own, and they go on to help other people. Those are the people I love being associated with, not the ones that are hit and run. Get me out of trouble. Goodbye.
No,
I like the ones that say, you help me.
We got it.
Now it's my responsibility to help someone else.
We got it. George in Texas. Hello, George. Do you got it? What's on your mind, George? George?
How you doing?
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, the thing is, I have to identify with you, Joyce. You know how many people who have been fighting Child Protective Services I've been trying to refer to at least listen to you on this show Wednesday night? And you want to know what these people do. They got to go protest. They got to do this. They got to do that. And trying to convince these people that you need to sit down and listen, and you're just running around with your chicken. They're running around with the chicken with their head cut off. This very thing the system wants them to do. And these people are getting run into the ground. I mean, their health is failing, their mind's failing them. And it's like, I wish you would sit down and listen, because these people sit down and listen to you, because if you go and playing by their rules, they're not going to win.
No.
Well, caller, that's why Joyce and I try and tell these people, if they've never been exposed to law, go out and take a paralegal course. It's only 4 months long. It'll give you the basics in 4 months.
I would suggest that you take jurisdictionaries course.
Right. Oh, that one's good too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it takes 4 months.
Yes.
We can only offer the services that will bring you. You will be rewarded with as much work as you're willing to put into it.
Right.
Well, one thing I could say, John, your program is more like, it's not like give to me to go to take out. It's like, John, it's like you handed me a sextant to go out and sail. You're not going to tell me how to sail through the North Atlantic, but if you're going to teach me how to use a sextant, I'll know how to navigate the waters.
I can point you in the right direction so you'll sail a true line.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's right, and all we ask is for a little cooperation from the people that we're willing to help. But we have found, both Pete and I have become so disgusted, because they're only willing to do maybe 1% of the work, and they want you to do 99% for them. But they don't understand. If they don't learn the basics, they can't even defend themselves. And you can present fabulous paperwork. But if the judge asks you one question that you can't answer, he knows you didn't do it. You don't know any more than you did when you were notified there was a problem, and he'll find you guilty. In fact, I don't even know if the people out there understand. When we had a community where we were helping each other, we used to hold mock trials where the man would come in and he would be the defendant. We would ask him all kinds of questions, and he wouldn't be through until he could answer all of them. Because if you can't answer one question in your own defense, the judge knows somebody else did something for you. Now, they accept it when you hire an attorney, because they know you paid an attorney, he answers all the questions.
Mm.
But when you go in as a pro se, you're the attorney. You have to answer all the questions.
Yeah, but what
if you can't do it,
what about,
you're guilty.
What about this scenario where you don't understand in a courtroom presentment of evidence, or you don't understand when to object? You don't understand that you need to get on record evidence that you weren't allowed to bring into your case. All of these things culminate, and it gives you basis for appeal.
That's right. I thank you for saying that, because when you go in as a pro se, you're definitely treated different than when you go in as an attorney.
You're treated
and
like...
people don't even know they can object.
Well, and who the hell do you think came up with the saying that anybody that's got a representing himself has got a fool for a client? This is what we've been taught. So what we dutifully bow down and genuflect and hand over our cash to somebody that may or may not know what the hell they're doing.
We even would tell people to go into a courtroom and watch what goes on in there, so at least you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
They don't even want to do that for
themselves. Well, Joyce, and I'm going to ask you to stop beating that point, because people have got it.
Good.
And when you lodge that complaint again, people are going to hear it. But quit beating it. They got it. Let's move on. Thank you for your call, George. Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, John and Miss Joyce and Peter.
How you doing?
Hey, this is an unsolicited testimony for the value of the jurisdictionary course.
Okay.
I'd like to preface it by saying that I'm a carpenter. In 1995, I did via verbal contract, which for 30 years I virtually did nothing but verbal contracts for a guy that turned out to be less than money, and they didn't pay me. Make it short.
Yeah.
Less than honorable.
Less than honorable. Okay. Well, I knew my options were something that had to do with a mechanic's lien. So back in '95, you know, I went to the law library, which was 40 miles away.
I understand.
I had an electric typewriter and no computer.
Hold on 1 second. Pick it up. You only had a typewriter. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Oh. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
If you're old enough, you might remember when they used to talk about the Constitution and the public school system, but don't bet on it's being talked about anymore. Okay, Rodney, pick up 40 miles, just typewriter, no computer.
Yeah, who remembers electric typewriters?
I do.
Well, anyhow, 40 miles one way to the nearest law library. You pull over real books, you know, the kinds with the hardbound, they got covers on them.
Oh, you mean they're
right
not...
Right on, I cut my teeth on those.
You mean the thing that it's not a fake page that you can turn on a laptop, you mean?
Oh.
No. No, this actually takes real effort. You got to lick your fingers. Okay, I found what I was looking for. If I couldn't find it, I asked the nice young law student who was working there to help me find it.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyhow, I did my due diligence. You know, I found the books I needed. I went to the copy machine. Well, it didn't take quarters. I had to go to the desk and get a little card, prepay it, you know, like a credit card. But, you know, went through the motions, got my copies, took them home, and read them. Well, I found out that mechanics liens are a strict construction. Okay. There were, you know, time limits, you know, 3 months, 4 months, and 2 years. I had to do X, Y, Z and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did it. I did it pro se. I got my mechanics lien filed. The day came when I had to defend a motion to dismiss by the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you know, I had to go back to the law library. How do I do that? Well, I did all that. I succeeded, you know, in defeating the motion to dismiss. So I had my case started. Well, there it sat for 10 years. Nothing. Now, why did it sit there for 10 years? It is because I did not move the court, and the defendant did not move the court. The court does nothing until somebody moves it.
Yep.
That is correct.
For 10 years. Okay, well, 10 years pass. I get a letter in the mail from the local court, circuit court, says, hey, state audited our books, and we've got this open case on our books. You need to do something. So we set up. So they voluntarily set up a, I forget what the hearing was, status hearing. What's going on with this case? Okay, well, show up for the case, and the judge gives us a a timeline for X, Y, Z to get done, evidence, witnesses, et cetera. So I have to get it in gear. So all of a sudden, at some point, and I don't remember where I heard Dr. Frederick Graves speak, but I thought, you know, I need some help here. So I got his course, and I cannot tell you how much that course was helpful at that stage in my case and in what I had to do. And, nothing is more profound than when Dr. Frederick Graves says that the rules of evidence are small compared to the rules of baseball. And it's just so profound to hear him say that, and the fact that, the court does nothing until you move it.
That's right.
is another, jewel that he explains in his course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the assistance of his course, I was able to complete my case. I was able to compile and conduct and execute depositions.
Right.
And had all kinds of fun with the young attorney. You know, I'm 50. The attorney was about 50. And by this time, the defendant was on his third attorney. And believe it or not, the young attorney paid me a compliment when the deposition was over. He said, you did pretty good for your first time. And I took it as a compliment. I think he meant it as a compliment. But the fact is, you have to do work, but the education that you'll get by taking Dr. Graves' course, it cannot be underestimated. And the fact is that all around the country, there are clubs that have assembled that have taken his course, who help each other.
There you go.
That help each other.
There you go.
Now,
thank you for calling in, because this is what we were trying to get these people to do. And Joyce and I knew we could get them to do it, but I mean, we keep trying and trying and trying, and it just seems like nothing's happening.
Well, that's because you haven't. Guys, you haven't been listening to me. I've been trying to tell you. See, as a talk show host, I know how to talk, but I also know how to listen.
Well, these, I would like to think
my discernment level is a little better than average. So, you know, I'm here to help you help them.
No, I understand that.
And one point I wanted to bring out. Hold on one second here, Rodney. One point I wanted to bring out, and I thought about this during the last break, is there is an inordinate amount of people that will not take the responsibility of their own actions. And what I mean by that is simply this, that they've done something, and they know that it was wrong, but they're come hell or high water, they're going to try to get out of it by not taking the responsibility for themselves. And they will dutifully try to hand that off and make somebody work for them for nothing.
Right.
And for those people, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. If they were standing 10 feet from me and burst into a ball of flame, I wouldn't tinkle on them to put them out. We'll take the break. Hold on a second, Rodney. We'll take the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. 800-313-9443. This is an outstanding program because we're going through the process. We're having our own memorandum of understanding here. What the ground rules are, what you need to do, what we need to do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Oh, Rodney, anything else?
Well, the course that Dr. Graves has put together is so fundamental and basic that I can't recommend it highly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And about that license for the Springfield Preparedness Event,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's as simple as this. It starts out, after please return prior to event. Section 70-35 of the Springfield City Code states, that's all I need. I know what I've got to do now.
Okay.
I've got to get the Springfield City Code 70-35 and read it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find out how they define public.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find out how they define engage in the licensed activity
mm-hmm.
to solicit, accept consideration. How do they define the consideration? You know, it's these are simple things. I could call Joyce. I could send her an email.
Sure.
Joyce, Peter, what should I do? Well, you know, I can understand their frustration because, you know, people probably do that. They read this and they think,
absolutely.
Well, I need help. Well, you know, yes, you need help, but you need to help yourself.
You know, and this is why this program was so important to do today, because people, like I said, they've become more dependent. They don't want to be, but they don't know what to do. They don't know how to help themselves. they do not understand that a certain amount of work has to be put into something to expect a certain result. I think Einstein said something like that, that, you know, you keep doing the same thing and you keep getting the same results. Gee, what's wrong? Well, stop doing what the heck you're doing and do something else. Do it differently.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, very often Peter and I can't help, even though we really want to, because we don't have access to the rules of the court for the area they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go in and get the rules of the court so that you know what your court will accept and how they want things done. There's some courts that won't accept anything unless it's on a special color paper.
Well,
and every court is different. And
I know exactly what you're saying. And these are one of the fundamental things that people must understand, that there's different rules in different jurisdictions. They've got to understand the rules, because guess what? You get violated if you don't follow their simple little rules.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Peter and I can tell you what the law is and where you go and look. But you have to follow the rules of the court of the area that you're in, because no matter what we tell you and how good it is, if you submit it on the wrong color paper, you're going to lose.
Do you know?
You know, John, the other thing too that Joyce and I try and help with these people, especially if they've got a criminal charge,
mm-hmm.
is a lot of times nobody teaches these people that the criminal charge has to have three elements or four elements to the charge. And they can read about it in the statute that's passed by their legislature. So even if they got, let's say, charged with something, and let's say they only looked up to see what the elements were, at least they would then know if the attorney that was using a defense for them was defending on those four elements. And if they weren't, they can raise their hand in court and challenge, basically, the attorney for not doing his job the way he's supposed to.
You know, I'll give you an example, Joyce, what you said, and I can give you a firsthand account of this, that years ago with Silverleaf Company, Sandra and I, my wife and I, got into a timeshare. Well, it didn't exactly pan out the way we expected it to pan out, and we told them that, look, we went out of this timeshare. Oh, well, we can sell it for you. Really? Yeah, well, go ahead and do that. In the meantime, I'll keep making my monthly maintenance fee and all this. Well, they didn't do anything. They weren't interested in reselling this. They were interested in squeezing every dime out of us that they possibly could. So we went outside of them to other people that would move timeshares and resell them to other people. Obviously, there's a profit in there to do that for them. That's why they did it. Well, after running through half a dozen of these people with absolutely zero results, and we're talking about better than 5 years now, every once in a while I still get a, hey, how would you like to... Sell that timeshare and do you have access to the record? Well, yeah, and take me off the list. The timeshare was gone 5 years ago. What they tried to do with us is to make us adhere to that contract by claiming that renting a condominium someplace for 2 weeks consummated a regular mortgage. And I said, wait a minute here. I said, if you're going to, you're threatening me with court action and this, that, and the other, I said, you know, I really want to go to court. I need you to file the paperwork. Let me know what court it's going to be in. I'll show up. Well, they didn't want to do that. And I said, well, why not? I said, everything has its procedure, and this is what you people must do. I want this in front of a judge. I don't want some arbitrary committee of your company that makes its own policy and rules and tells me I've got to adhere. If not, well, we're going to be foreclosed upon. Without a court. Bottom line to this is, finally I made enough noise where I finally got a call from somebody that was higher up in the company that said to me, you're dissatisfied, what do you want? I said, I went out from under this. You're trying to tell me that this is a brick and mortar type deal, that you're going to foreclose on me and give me bad credit score and sully my name and all this other stuff. And I said, that's horse manure. If you're going to foreclose and you're going to treat this like it is a piece of property that I own, that I don't own 50 weeks out of the year, I said, I want to see you do this. I want to be witness to this. Here was the bottom line to this whole deal. It took less than 5 minutes on that phone for the woman to agree, okay, we're going to let you out of this deal, but do me a favor, when you send back the paperwork, this judge that's going up in front of, she doesn't want anything outside the lines. If there is any scrawl from a signature or a note or something that's outside the index margin on that legal paper, she will not accept it. That's how particular some of these judges are. Ridiculous?
You know,
Yeah.
There's an old saying, John. If you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any.
That's right.
And you just proved it. You took the initiative. You did what you had to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. You found out what you had to know, and then you move forward. That's what the people don't do. They just expect some form of magic's going to fall out of the sky.
Well, and I think they got the Joyce, and I think they got the point here. We've been illustrating this point that if you're not, first of all, if you're going to walk into something, you know you're dirty as the day is long, and you're just trying to escape the consequences of your action, don't knock on our doors. Take the responsibility for yourself.
Well, right. You know how you used to be innocent until proven guilty? Doesn't work that anymore. Now you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
That's right. Hey, Rodney, thank you for your call. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Rodney.
Okay. Chris in Utah. Hello, Chris.
May I ask a question, please?
Sure, why not?
Very well. Can you start right now with a billet of raw steel, build up a Damascus billet, forge weld it and fold it to 10,000 layers, hand forge a sword or a knife, draw it out, grind it, straighten it, heat treat it, temper it, differential temper it, polish it, etch it, make all of the pieces, and make a traditional piece right now. Can you do that, sir?
Only if I was a samurai.
No, I was going to say, and you're talking about samurai swords.
Yeah.
Obviously the answer is no, sir.
Very
of
good.
Course.
Mr. Nace, if you can't do right now what it has taken me my lifetime to learn, you must be just plain stupid, because that is what you accuse me and a whole lot of the other listeners to this network of being. You spend your lifetime, essentially, I imagine, learning this. This is your specialty, and you call us stupid because we can't do it. And I'm mighty tired of it. Now, I'm learning from you. I'm applying some of the stuff that I'm learning, but quit calling us idiots for not being an expert in your field of endeavor.
Peter, I told you there were some pissed off people out there.
No, that's fine. Nobody bothered to ask me what stupid is in my definition. And stupid is when we try and tell the people what to do and where to go and where to look for the information, mm-hmm. and they don't, and they call us back with the same question, I would call that stupid.
Well, and Chris, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Sure.
I was reticent. I was resistant to do for myself what I needed to do, because I was so busy with the network, with the radio programming, with running everything. I convinced myself that it wasn't within my power to spend the time to get the result that I needed. I'm guilty of that myself.
So, I've been at it for 35 years.
Yes, sir.
Not in the same exact direction,
mm-hmm.
but I've been at it.
I understand.
That's all I have, sir.
And
okay.
It's a hard fight, and they throw everything they can in front of you. I know. I've been through it. I've been through the mill, just like everybody else. And most people just give up because it isn't easy, it's confusing, and they continually change the rules, and you have to stay on top of everything. And how can you stay on top of everything? You haven't even learned the basics yet.
Well,
it's a very, very difficult thing to do, and I appreciate it because I went through it. I was there.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you know, you never know enough.
John, this is what Joyce and I wish that these people would do.
Well,
hold on a second.
I'm gonna try to point this in the right direction for understanding, so people don't get pissed off. The listeners, these are real people on this network listening to this radio program right now. These are people, Peter. These are human beings. When you start saying they and them and those people, and let's not do that. We understand that there's going to be a certain amount that want to be lazy, that for any number of reasons, they're going to try to convince themselves that this is insurmountable, they can't know this, they can't learn it. They're going to try to get you to do most of the work for them. We understand that. And most of the people that listen to this network will not do that. That's why it was important today to separate the wheat from the chaff, to make people understand that, look, there's certain obligations. You get into something like this, You know, here's your due diligence. This is what you must do. It's hard to plug into people that are just starting out. When you're up on this plateau and you understand and you know, for you it's as simple as rolling out of bed in the morning. To them, it's like climbing Mount Everest.
Well, I'm only hoping that this example that we've set today will somehow sink into the people's heads.
It is.
To start teaching their kids law. Start going to the schools and telling the teachers, let's have a law course for our kids.
Yeah.
Come on. We can't be ignorant all the time.
No. And most people... Go ahead, Joyce.
You know, what would be interesting is when you start reading law cases, I personally found the ones that lost were more interesting than the ones that won, because if you're smart enough to know what you're looking at and you read the ones that lost, then you begin to appreciate what you have to prove that was missing in this law, in this brief, and what was missing in this other case and what was missing in the other case. And then when you finally put it all together, it all goes ding in mm-hmm. your mind, and mm-hmm. then you realize what you have to do. I mean, you really have to teach yourself. You have to learn those little tricks yourself, because you can't teach them. But I'll tell you the truth, John. I found just that people are just lazy. They want the magic bullet. There is no magic bullet. You just can't do one thing and all of a sudden you got everything. It takes a long time. They change the rules, but the truth is always the truth. And once you recognize that and you function on that, then you're a winner.
There you go. All right. I just banged my mouth so hard. I just lost my Dave in New York. Oh, good memory. Hello, Dave in New York. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Hi.
All right. Well, okay. First of all, you can't do anything. Let's get this. This is an atheist show. You're not going to do anything without God's help. Whatever it is that you believe in, however you think of it, I consider it my I am presence.
Okay.
Without that, you're really up against it. You could just forget about it. You're not going anywhere. Now, Peter, nothing against you, but listen to you. You're what I would call a bookworm. You're a legal geek. I'm not saying that in a negative term. You really have dove into this stuff. Okay. For myself, I'm one of the people out there that has been trying to figure it out. It was especially about the IRS, the tax code. And let me tell you something. Everybody, in their own way, like the woman said before they called in, will start to get. You cannot just force shove this in people's faces and expect it. It just takes years of trying to. Are you kidding me? You go look at. I have a book called Cracking the Code by Peter Eric Hendrickson, who's in jail by the way.
Right. I've read it.
Wrong.
Yes.
He didn't do anything wrong. The book doesn't say anything to do anything wrong. And this is what you're up against. You're trying to do things the correct way, and you're still up against it.
Sure.
So what I'm just going to share with you real quickly is that you have, the woman's name, I'm sorry again.
Joyce.
I'm sorry. Is to relax, come off the ivory tower routine, because you guys know it, and you know it very well, and there's a lot of people, and I agree with John, you know, in different stages, different times of their lives, there's so much going on.
Mm.
You know, they're doing the best that they can, and sometimes they're going to do that. Now, I'll just quickly say this. A guy that helped me, God bless him, he passed away. I got a call from his daughter today, and he passed away last night.
Mm.
And this gentleman, through the Cracking the Code Warriors, and there's also a whole group of people out there that are working together, that are trying to figure it out, and filing the taxes the correct way and the forms, just so that you know that there are a whole bunch of different gamuts of information and fronts that we're all on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, when we're ready for it, I decided that a long time ago, maybe about 8-9 years ago, that I was going to look into this, and I haven't stopped.
Yeah.
But it really, really is important professionally to not use the word stupid anymore, not to use anything that would be that puts people down, because that's a major turnoff. People will shut off the show if you're doing that. So
yeah,
just keep
Dave,
that in mind.
Yeah, Dave, and what we're doing here, because we're basically talking to the choir.
I know.
What I'm trying to do is to get this program that we do on Wednesdays, and if I'm successful, and this is the only thing I'm working towards right now, is to be able to bring this message to millions of people. So imagine how the generally dumb public out there, they have been taught to be knee-jerk reactionist off of a phrase or a word.
Right.
They're going to have the ability to listen, but we ourselves have to become, I don't want to use the term chameleon communicators, to adapt to a certain environment. I have a term for that. It's called situational awareness, that you know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with at any given time. So we can eliminate most of the surprises. So what we're doing here is we're building the basis of an educational theme along with Dr. Peter Graves, that when the generally dumb public out there starts to hear people like Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald and Mr. Graves and whomever else on this network, that we do it in the least offensive way possible. And we're going to stick to our guns. We're going to stick to the information. We're not going to get tripped up with a lot of sidetracking, right, circus show stuff. So your right point is well taken.
And they're not dumb. They're dumbed down.
Dumbed down. And that, hopefully...
They're very, very brilliant. These people, believe me, once they start to figure it out, and as you said before, they're coming out of, everything's coming at them at once. They're just coming out of this stupor.
Yeah.
Then on top of everything else, they got to try to figure out a system to try to do it the correct way, which the people that you're going into the system isn't doing it that way. So you tell me, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
And then you go up against it, you get punched in the nose, and you want to come back for some more? Go ahead. This is why at some point we're going to have to let go and let God, because this human condition is something that we've created, not God.
I understand.
And he wouldn't want us to be living like this. This is not the way we were intended to live.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And for those out there that need a little bit more guidance, hey, pop open your Bible, do whatever you have to do to get on the same page, but let's, for God's sake, for all of our sakes, let's get on with it.
And get along and have as much compassion in our hearts so that we can reach that one or two people that you said they'll grab it like a sponge and suck it up, and then he'll be a blessing to other people.
Well, gosh, I could not have said that any better. Thank you, Dave, from New York.
You're very welcome.
All right,
thanks,
sir.
Guys.
One time the people got together and they decided that they were going to serve on juries, and everybody was going to be found not guilty unless it was like a capital crime of murder or something like that. And then they would really pay attention to the evidence, because what they learned was this old saying, the law is in my mouth,
yeah,
and it's the law because I say it is. And sometimes when you really push the other side for how did you come to that conclusion, the answer you would get is, the law's in my mouth, I'm the judge, whatever I say it is, that's the way it is, and I don't want to be questioned. I mean, even when you really try to find out what you did wrong, where you went wrong, they don't even tell you. You're supposed to figure everything out. They think you're some kind of a genius. But when you
hey,
have a closed system,
Joyce,
you
know? Joyce,
what?
Remember what they always tell us when you and I went into court?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
I know, but then my question would be, well, how did you arrive at that when this is the law, I have it in my hand? And it's diametrically opposed to the
go
way you
go see
feel.
An attorney. Go see an attorney. So in front of the judge, I whipped out 27 cards, and I said, I went and saw all of these attorneys, Your Honor, and they couldn't answer the question.
I know. Well, I had a friend whose father was a retired judge.
Yeah.
So he used to say to me that the law's in my mouth. Whatever I say is the law. It doesn't
yeah.
matter what kind of law you put in front of me, what you show me. It's basically whatever I say it is.
This is my fight.
On that day, I realized there really is no law.
Yeah.
If the law
right.
truly is in their mouth, then it
right.
all depends on what side of the bed they woke up and whether their wife gave them a hard time. And if she did, then when he goes into court, he finds everybody guilty.
Yeah. Well,
right.
and years ago, I had somebody out of Florida that was talking to me about the city codes, and they're trying to make me do this. Well, I saw the guy's property. What he had done, he had a ramshackle house he never did any maintenance on, never mowed his front lawn. He had rusty cars, junk all over the place, and his neighbors were complaining, and they were the ones that were calling the city and having the city try to enforce the code. And I said to this guy, after I saw the property, I finally figured out, because the way he presented it to me was, it's no big deal. I've got property rights. I've got rights and blah, blah, blah. Well, after I saw the guy's property, he called me and I said, man, if I was a neighbor, I would have already burned you out. Because he was in a neighborhood, everybody had manicured lawns, they edged them, they fertilized, they watered, they kept their house. In other words, the upkeep was kept up, and he wanted to run a slum right in the middle of the neighborhood. I said, look, yeah, do yourself a favor, clean the junk out of there, burn the house down, sell the property, and go someplace with your junk that you're not going to offend anybody.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, let's get back to the phones because we only have minutes left. Dave in Wisconsin. Hello, Dave.
Very interesting show to say, John. I just want to say one thing. The rules of evidence and the rules of procedure have been posted online for many years, mm-hmm. and so no one should. And I'm warning against paying like several hundred dollars, like to Frederick Graves, for what is free online, and it's there for anyone to review.
Let me ask you a question here, Dave. Okay,
sure.
I learned the rules of evidence, and I learned maybe the court rules. What else do I know? Because you're walking into an adversarial environment where both the judge and the prosecutor may want you, and if your case is a little bit too sensitive, and maybe your lawyer is a little bit too lazy, or maybe he is stupid, or maybe he is seeking higher office and he wants to be good of the part of the good old boys ring knocker club, and he's really not going to make the other officers of the court angry. How do you know by just a couple of places that you went that you've got a handle on things?
Well, you or me or Frederick Graves cannot cure that. Sitting in on court cases is the best way to determine that in your own jurisdiction and in your own area, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's because I think I heard Joyce say that earlier. Go to a court, see how it works. If you know you're going to be walking to that judge's court, and you sat there and you watched her operate, you saw the city prosecutor or the gaggle of them that they usually throw up there because they usually rotate them. If you're familiar with how that court operates, then you have a leg up.
Well, every court in the nation right now is operating coram non judis, so that is the first point of entry.
Understood. Dave, I thank you for your call.
You're welcome, sir. That's right.
All right.
When you go to law school, they hold mock trials right in the classroom so that you understand, you know, how you function a case. And then you can be assigned to go to a court, watch the proceedings, and then write up everything you think was right and everything you think was wrong and why. You know, all these things are taken into consideration. It's not just knowing the law. Sometimes the guys that win them all are doing something that has to be special. I mean, if they only have the law to go on, why are they winning it all other than paying off the judge? That's what you go to watch in a courtroom.
Jim in Florida, I hope it ain't going to be too long. You got 30 seconds, my friend.
Hello.
Yes, 30 seconds.
The guy was wrong. Fred Graves was great, and his course is well worth paying a couple hundred bucks for.
Well,
you're saying people are stupid. No, they're not. They're lazy. And if they really, really, really want to do something, yeah, they will dig in. I was one of them.
All righty. I thank you for that, Jim.
Yeah,
and
just, you know what, John? Just think of law as brain surgery. Nobody would go in and have an operation done by somebody.
Okay, don't cut me short here because I'm ready to pay you accolades. Thank you very much, Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese. Now that we've got the ground rules established, onward and upwards. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you all for being here today. Be back with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Ever climbing.